Our service this morning is a bit reflective in several ways. We're at the end of a year, and we tend to want to reflect back on things that have happened over the past year. And we may hit that just a little bit, but really I want this morning to be reflective for us as God's people, that we can be thinking about our relationship with God and what that looks like. And that just, you know, even like what we did just there, I just think it's so important for us to remember that these are acts of worship. You know, that we're here to worship, that we're here to bring God glory. It's not for the sake of, you know, being at the exciting place or, you know, whatever. It's awesome to get to do that. But, you know, the bottom line of the whole thing is that we're here to bring glory to God, and that means that we're here to lift Him up. We're here to say, we're here to point to Him. We're here to say it's all because of Him. It's not because of us. And so this morning we're talking about kind of the heart and soul of our faith, and honestly, it'll be a brief, but I think just something that's just good to hear, something that's good for us just to always go back to. When I was in college, really, any time I've been in school, I was not always the best student. In fact, I'm gonna preface this with saying, I'm not giving you an example of something to do. If you are a student. You know, when I was a student in college, in some seminary stuff that I did in high school, you know, I was kind of bad about not always just being on the ball, you know, just, you know, always getting it done and having it on time and all this kind of stuff. And I was always pushing something with just about every professor that I had. And that something was the thing called the grace period. You know what I'm talking about? It's just like, this is like, it's not in the syllabus, it's something extra. You know what I'm saying? Because in the syllabus you've got, you know, you can miss 6 days of class before you fail. And it was like the first thing you're looking at on the first day of class, right? You get syllabus, how many days can we miss? You see it? I don't see it. It's in the fine print somewhere, you know? So we're looking for that. And you know, for me, I did miss those 6 days, but then also I was looking to press my luck on finding what is the grace period. What's the grace period? How long can I go before I really have to turn in that paper? You know, and so I would ask questions like this when it get close time to maybe turn a paper in. You know, I would say, professor, you know, I got some stuff going on. Always had some stuff going on, right? We always got stuff going on. And I'd be like, I got some stuff going on, and I'm just not positive I'm able to get this paper in on time. How long do I have to turn this paper in? And you know, we've all probably done this in some way, shape, or form at some time. And I was always pressing the grace period. Well, you know, grace in of itself is this incredible thing, because it's something we don't deserve. In fact, if you want to get just downright technical about it, grace, if you put grace next to words like justice and mercy, and you know, a lot of times when we think grace, we automatically think, oh, it's a church word, that's a God word, you know, I hear it, I kind of know what it means, but you know, I'm not really thinking about it a lot. And I'm just here to tell you today that grace is like one of the most amazing things in the world. And part of the reason why it's so amazing is because it in of itself brings glory to God. Grace is something that we don't deserve. Justice is getting what we deserve. If I go out, if I commit a crime and you know, I go before the judge, he's going to be just. If he's a good judge, he's going to be just with me, and he's going to give me a punishment that I deserve. Mercy, On the other hand, is not getting what we deserve. You tracking with me? So justice is getting what we deserve. Mercy is not getting what we deserve. So basically, it's just like the judge going, oh, you know what? I'm not going to give you anything. I'm just going to have mercy on you. You're free to go. And for us, you know, sometimes that's happened in our lives, and we've had some of that. But grace is getting what we do not deserve. And we don't deserve grace. I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. You may be thinking, why? You know, I'm a pretty good guy. I deserve it. Well, the truth is that we all have sin. And that separates us from God and it breaks his heart. And God can't even hang out with it and doesn't hang out with it. For the most part, God is interested in doing something special. He's interested in providing grace. Grace abounds, we see in Scripture. Grace is sufficient, we see in Scripture. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, we have this passage, just a couple of verses here, and it says this. It says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." I'll read that again. "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Not by works, so that no one can boast. Verse 9, you know, I see this all the time. We fall into this. We feel like, you know, we get to this point, and maybe you're here today and you're kind of going, you know what, my relationship with God isn't what it needs to be. And I really want it to be better. And so we start immediately going, okay, what kind of stuff? What can I do to get my relationship with God back on track? What can I physically do? Well, okay, tomorrow night we're gonna do some cleaning up here tomorrow night. We're gonna do a bunch of straightening up tomorrow night. If anybody wants to come, you're welcome to come hang out and help. We'd love having some helping hands. But what happens is when we start going, I'm gonna get my, you know, life back on track, I'm gonna, you know, and it's good to, you know, help do ministry and all that stuff, but we in our minds are start going, I'm going to make this to-do list of things to do for God. And churches are great at, like, you know, making you feel guilty about, you know, if you're not serving, oh, then, you know, you're terrible and all this stuff. You know, serving, don't get me wrong, serving is a big part of having a relationship with God. God will bless you and minister to you while you are ministering to other people, and it's something that we're called to do. But it's not the church's deal to be making people feel guilty for not doing that. It's God's deal. And so what we do is we without realizing it, we start to try to earn. It's like we're trying to earn something with God. We're like, God, I want to show you that I love you, so I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna do that, and we're gonna, you know, and we start this to-do list, and we start burning out. When in the beginning, all he wanted was a relationship. And a relationship just means that we spend time with God. We spend time in his word. We spend time in prayer. We spend time seeking him out. Remember the first time that you met that special someone? You remember that? You remember how, like, after that, you just couldn't wait to see him again? I mean, you're just seeking him out. You're, what are they doing? It is these days, I'm so glad I don't have to date these days. This is why. It is out of control with the technology that we have now. I didn't have a cell phone until, you know, like 6 years ago. I thank God that I got married before that. Because the whole, like, you know, text every, you know, five, you know, in the middle of the night, you could text, you know, hope you go to sleep well. You know, it's like, you know, just talk on the phone and then just hang up and leave them alone, you know? Maybe that's the only child coming out in me or something, but I'm just like, I need some time. Give me some time. And the truth is you know, we think about that when it comes to relationships that are earthly human relationships, but we are terrible sometimes about thinking about spending time with God and that we would seek him out in the same way. Grace is sufficient. And we don't have to earn anything with God. We serve because we love God. We serve because we want to please God. We serve because we want other people to know God. I mean, those are huge. I mean, that's where that comes from. But God's grace is sufficient. And we don't have to earn it. And even us that already know him, even us that are Christians, we fall into this sometimes where we feel like, I'm not doing enough. Listen. Most importantly, you need a relationship with him. If you're not doing enough, I would look first at doing enough in your relationship, in your walk with Jesus Christ, in your walk, spending time in his word, spending time in prayer. You say, Chris, I don't have time to be a monk. I'm not saying that. I'm saying have a relationship with him. You didn't have time to host the dating game either, but you managed to get married, or you managed to date somebody right now, or maybe not. That's a whole nother issue. God's grace is like the most amazing thing in all the world, because it is getting what we do not deserve. The amazing thing is that God has mercy, and that God is also just. We have a just God. But when it comes to loving us, he offers grace. And this morning, you know, you may be sitting here and you may be thinking, you know, I don't have that. I don't have that grace. I don't know what that means. I'll put it to you like this. Anybody ever done something to you? Anybody ever talk bad about you? You ever talk bad about somebody else? I have. You go back and just think about the relationships with people that you have. At some point in time, you've probably hurt your closest friends. Ask Joey sometime about going back into our high school days. Ask him about, you know, the time that he started, you know, seeing one of my girlfriends. We didn't talk for like a year. Grace is when we offer something to somebody else, when we offer something that they do not deserve, and that something is forgiveness. And God offers it to us, and he's offering it to you. And the incredible thing is that not only does he offer it to us, but our God is the God. And not only is he the God, but he is the God of second chances. Doesn't matter what you've done. Maybe you're thinking back on this year and maybe you've been down about it. Maybe you've been down about this year. Maybe you've been thinking, you know, this past year I really wanted to get involved in ministry. I really wanted to try to do some things in my relationship, in my walk with the Lord. I wanted to be more disciplined in some of that stuff. Look, I'm here to tell you today, it doesn't matter what you did this past year. Nothing goes by not getting covered by his grace, because it is sufficient. Our God is the God of second chances. And so this morning, you've got an opportunity to just kind of spend some time with God and just say, God, I'm not where I wanted to be. I wanted to be over here. I wanted to be up there. I wanted to be serving you. I wanted to be loving you more. I wanted to be spending more time with you. Whatever it is, God, I wanted you to be able to mold me more. And I know that that means spending time with you. And I'm here to tell you today that you're still in the grace period. You're still in the grace period. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. It's a beautiful thing, because when God exercises grace in our lives, when he is able to forgive us, it is almost the same thing when it comes to when somebody has done us wrong and we forgive them. We forgive them, we show them grace because grace was first shown to us. We don't deserve it, but he offers it to us. It is the gift of God, the gift of God. And this morning, we're gonna do something that we do several times a year. We try to do it at least every couple months. We try to do it often enough that it's meaningful, but not too often, so it kind of loses its flair, if you will. But I want us to spend some time this morning reflecting on the cross, because it was at the cross that we received grace. It was through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on that cross that we are able to have salvation, that we're able to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so this morning, we're going to take a few minutes, and we're actually going to be taking communion this morning. And so this morning, I want to share a passage of scripture with you out of the book of Matthew. And this passage is a passage where we see Jesus, just hours before he's going to be taken away to the cross. Jesus, the Son of God, born the perfect man, living the perfect life, setting the perfect example for us. People say, Chris, what's it mean to be a Christian? It means to try to live like Christ. Notice I said try. We won't ever achieve it. All we can do is try. But that's the key word, is that we try, that we don't give up, that we're not quitters, that we're going to win that race. And that until the day we die, we try. Jesus came, died on the cross. He took on our sin because God is just. Something had to take the sin. And so God offered up the biggest thing that he knew. The biggest thing that he knew to do for us, the thing that he figured that we could understand more than anything, and now that I'm a dad, I can't even imagine. But he offered up his only son. And he sent him here with all the intention of the world to be the sacrifice for our sin. Say, Chris, what does that mean? I'm new to this. This doesn't completely make sense. It means this. It means that for all the wrong stuff that we've ever done in my life, in your life, it doesn't matter what it is. It means that God is going to offer grace to you through the sacrifice of his son, that his son is willing to take the punishment that we deserve through death on the cross. If that's new to you today, it may be because you don't know Jesus as your Savior. It may be because you've never given your heart to the Lord. I'm here to tell you today, you can do that right now. In fact, I'd like to pray for just a second and allow you the opportunity to do that if you're here and that's your situation. For those of us that know Jesus as our Savior, it's an opportunity for us to come back and remember what God has done for us, to rekindle a relationship that was once strong and that we want to be strong again. And that's my prayer, is that we go into this new year, God, that our church, that our people, that we as a whole could be stronger in our faith, stronger in the Word. And so it's a challenge to us. I'm going to ask the ushers, if they would, to go ahead and come. And they're going to bring something. And then I want you just to break off a piece of this as it's being passed by. And I want you just to hold on to it. And just hold it there, and then we're going to talk about it, and we're going to pray over it. And the band's going to play, and it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to reflect on the sacrifice of Christ's life. So just break off a piece and just hang on to it right there where you're at. We're going to pray over it. We'll take it together in just a few moments.